As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Moon Day, March the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio, it's the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussions, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call at area code 512-904-8014. To join us live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Got a bail full of email over the weekend. Thank you so very much. You can send those to bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Forward to receiving your missiles. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live. Yeah, we're getting out there. Thank you so very much for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals tanking. Currency's awash in a sea of red ink. That'll be in the market report for this morning. Don't worry. Be happy. Wash away your radiation contamination with DOES. Yeah, that's right. Soap and water does the trick. NATO crusaders continue to hammer away on Libya. We'll talk about that. The usurper to come out this evening and justify his actions. We'll, I'm sure, be waiting with bated breath for that report. Goldman Sachs, profiteers of misery. We'll talk about that. Corporate productivity and a jobless recovery. We'll go there as well. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time finds gold trading off $16.50. at $1,413.70 a troy ounce. Silver, likewise, down 65 cents at $36.67 an ounce. Platinum, off $24 at $1,724. And palladium, off $11 at $738 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a relatively wide band coming up here. $1,409.50 for a low, $1,427.30 for a high, but at $1,413.70, your gold is up year to year, $307.80 an ounce for a 27.81% return on your investment in ARM, that beautiful, precious, noble metal. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at AM price fixing at $1,420, and we've been below that for most of the morning. The SPDR gold share is going to be in the news today. SPDR gold shares over the weekend show unchanged, holding 1,213.96 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at $56 billion. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Moon Day, March the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, just getting underway here on this Monday morning. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report once more. Looking at things coming out of New York City, as I said in the opening segment, it's a sea of red ink in the market news this morning. We found gold as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time an hour ago trading off $16.50 at $1,413.70 an ounce. Wow. Silver down 65 cents at $36.67. Platinum off 24 bucks at $1,724. And palladium off 11 at $738. We don't spin the gold and silver news here. I just tell you the numbers like they really are. Anyway, the London Gold Fix this morning, they set the price of gold at $14.20. Lots of stuff about gold in the news today. We'll just move right along and pick it up. But the SPDR gold shares, that's the spider, that's GLD. We'll talk about that in greater detail in a moment. But they claim to be holding 1,213.96 metric tons unchanged from last Friday in their electronic treasure chest, valued on these bullion prices at $56 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 50 in the green at 12,221. NASDAQ closed in the green up 7 at 2743, and the S&P 500 up 4 at 1314. Crude oil this morning off $1.38 a barrel. Should be trading at $1.38 a barrel. It would make me happy. Nevertheless, crude oil this morning, $104.02 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, USA. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 23 basis points at 76.39. This is the damage doer, the great destroyer in the marketplace this morning, this bump up in the U.S. dollar index, apparently. If you don't understand how that works, you might look at the trade-weighted basket of currencies. You can find out and read all about it. Either Finex or just simply go to the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning. Again, awash in a sea of red ink, everything except the Canadian loonie. The Canadian loonie bumps up 38 basis points in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement trade-weighted basket of currencies, up 38 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar in the foreign trade market at $1.02. The Mexican peso going the other way, off three basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro down 25 basis points. Nothing but red ink in here, folks. Off 25 basis points at $1.41 against the U.S. dollar. The British pound trades against the U.S. dollar at $1.60, down 39 basis points this morning. And the Swiss franc, going to be in the news, off one basis point, yet still well above parity of the U.S. dollar at $1.09 apiece. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year bonded indebtedness, this is the U.S. Treasuries, continuing this upward move in the interest rates there. The two-year yield is at 0.77, so that means the price of those are going down. The 10-year yield is at 3.47, and the 30 is yielding 4.51. Of course, that does impact the mortgage markets, where this morning we find the 15-year mortgages moving down from 4.15%, continuing this downward slide. We're all up near 5% just a few weeks ago, but moving down from 4.15% a month ago to 4.03% this morning, and the 30-year fixed-rate mortgages moving down from 4.86% to 4.82%. Of course, you're going to have to pay points and origination fees on top of all of that. Your prime rate is locked in stone, chiseled in granite at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 38.57 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. In the economic calendar, off the Econoday website, we see this morning personal income outlays is top in the list. Pending home sales will be out just about now. And then there's going to be a 4-week bill announcement, 6 months, so on and so forth. Lots of other things happening. Charles Evans is going to speak this afternoon, and Eric Rosengren. Tomorrow, the Goldman store sales, the Red Book, they'll all be out. Case-Shiller, HPI, that'll be out. Consumer confidence is going to come out at 10 o'clock tomorrow, and I'm sure everybody's going to be waiting to see how that report looks. The State Street Investor Confidence Index on Wednesday. James Bullard is going to start the morning off real early. Then we'll go into the mortgage bankers purchase applications. That'll be out. The Challenger job cut, the employment report, and so on. Jobless claims will be out on Thursday, and we'll close out the week with motor vehicle sales and the employment situation. So, with construction spending ending up the day on Friday, it should be a rather brisk and interesting week. Let's go into that one report that we've got here on personal income and outlays this morning. For the latest month, consumers went on a bit of a spending spree. Wow, was that you? Did that include you? Did you go out and buy something new? Did you get yourself a present? I hope you bought some gold and silver coin, and if not, then when? Although a big part of it was on autos and gasoline. Yeah, it was a spending, all right. I was hemorrhaging dollars. I went to the gas station and bought diesel, and I regret it. Although I've got full tanks and saddlebags, it cost me a bundle to do so. Income also was up nicely, though an important issue is that it lagged inflation. In other words, income is not keeping up with inflation. Your dollars are worth less and less and less and less. Personal income in February advanced 0.3%, following a 1.2% advance the month before. Did you see that in your paycheck? Pull out those wage stubs and check it out for yourself. February's number fell short of analyst forecasts for a 0.4% wages and salary, gained a moderate, healthy 0.3%, matching the rise in January. Take a dollar out and lay a dollar out on the table there and put 3 cents on top of it. Does that make you feel real good? Does it make you feel good, America? A 0.3% increase? the employer puts 3 pennies in the bottom of your pay envelope, does that make you feel confident? Doesn't make me feel any better. Again, consumer spending in February is led by auto sales. Be a show of hands for anybody that bought an automobile in February, please. Personal consumption expenditures jumped 0.7%, less than a penny. Wow. Following a 0.3% rise in January, the latest figure beat the median forecast for a 0.6% gain. For the PCEs in February, strength was led by durables. That's like washing machines and things like that. Up 1.6% after a 0.3% rise in January. For the latest month, non-durables, including gasoline, that's right, they're not durable. You pour it in the tank and burn it up. Jumped 1.4% following a 1.0% rise in January. Services spending nudged up. I didn't get a haircut, did you? Maybe a fingernail buff and polish. Despite some erosion from inflation, real purchases were up as chained dollar purchases advanced 0.3%. Chained dollars. I've never heard of that phrase before, have you? Chained dollar purchases. Well, you get chains on the dollar, all right. On the inflation front, the PCE price index increased a notably warm, wow, rhetoric, noticeably warm 0.4%, topping the 0.3% boost in January. The core rate gained 0.2%. Blah, blah, blah. The consumer sector is doing fine other than the worry about inflation eroding spending power. Income and spending numbers have been too volatile lately, but over the last 2 months, both have been relatively strong. Well, that's the way they spin it. We'll see what it does in the news basket as we proceed. Stay tuned.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, let's press forward with some up-to-the-minute coverage of the technical trading for the week ahead out of the Kitco News Basket. And on March 28th, April gold futures etched a marginal new all-time high on the daily charts last week. We all appreciated seeing that. With the March 24th push to an intraday high or intraday high at $1,448.60 per ounce. Everybody remember that? Well, however, the bulls failed to defend the push to those higher levels as the market closed slightly lower that session. Follow-through selling tugged prices even lower on March the 25th. In the very short term, the bulls are on the defensive in the gold market. A sloppy but potential top double top pattern is seen on the daily charts. From the March 7 to March 24 daily highs, in order to actually confirm the bearish potential of that possible pattern, a close would be needed below the intervening low, or in this case, the March 15th low. While that is not a near-term forecast, traders should simply be aware of the possible double top. Well, there's lots more there. They talk about the Bollinger Bands and this band and that band, the Chartists and the wave is going crazy. Nevertheless, and nonetheless, there is definitely a decline happening in the marketplace. And what is causing some of this? Well, this out of the Globe and Mail, the marketing hall of legends, they say, weighing the impact of a gold ETF sell-off. Say that again for you one more time slowly. Weighing the impact of a gold ETF sell-off. Well, you know, I'm the only one that reports on this on a daily basis and have been for years now. I'm going to bring this to your attention. The SPDR gold shares, the GLD, they're not the only exchange-traded fund in the gold market. Then there's their SLV, the silver. But when I started getting my mind wrapped around just what is going on here, it gave me pause to thought. Even their symbol is a little bit frightening. They've got a spider for a symbol. And you think about it as that spider sitting on the corner of the web. What does a spider do, of course? Well, it sucks the lifeblood out of its victims, right? So I've just been paying close attention to it. But here's the article from Martin Mittelstadt, writing this from Monday's Globe and Mail. Exchange-traded funds that invest in gold have amassed a huge 2,100-ton stash of the yellow metal. 2,100 tons. That's a couple of tons. Multiply that up by the ounces, and it's staggering. If held by a country or a monetary institution, the impressive pile of bullion would be the world's sixth largest gold hoard. Of course, there's considerable amount of controversy questioning whether they actually hold this hoard of gold or whether it's just electronic holdings, kind of like cyber wealth. Well, let's find out more about it. With so much gold held by ETFs, some market watchers, including yours truly, have become nervous about what might happen to bullion prices if investors holding these securities ever decided to dump them. In a nanosecond, front trading and all that stuff. The worry? Just as the huge wave of gold buying by the ETFs during the bullion's bull market helped support prices or even drove them higher, a decision by holders to get out could lead to bullion being dumped on the market, triggering lower prices. Dumping. If investors started saying, quote, hey, we're getting out of here, close quote. It could have, quote, an accelerated effect on price declines, says that notoriously bearish gold fellow over at Kitco, John Nadler, who writes a blog about gold at Kitco.com, a website for precious metal investors. He's definitely been a naysayer for a long time. I'm surprised he's employed by Kitco, but maybe they want to present the other side of the story. Another possible reason for worry is that ETF shareholder lists are dominated by big hedge funds, which could add price instability during a decline because these investors are under immense pressure to perform and aren't likely to be patient holders in a bear market. So when things start to go south, the hedge funds dump, and if they dump, they could dump the price right out of gold. The ownership makeup of these things is so skewed towards speculative hedge funds, Mr. Nadler says. I don't think they're necessarily long-term, loyal, sort of man-in-the-streets holders of gold. The biggest shareholders in the ETF, the largest ETF, SPDR Gold Shares, is Paulson & Company, the hedge fund that made its reputation betting on mortgage defaults during the 2008 market panic. Paulson didn't respond to a request for a comment. According to Bloomberg, it owns shares worth about $4.3 billion in gold via its holdings of the ETFs. ETFs that invest directly in gold are relatively new financial innovations and have never been tested by a severe market decline. SPDR, the first gold ETF, was created in late 2004, and since then, there hasn't been a down year for gold prices. You can say that maybe they are buoying up the gold prices. The allure for investors in the ETFs is that they make exposure to bullion as easy as buying or selling shares on the stock market. Of course, whenever anything's easy, the risk is diminished. The reward is less than sparkling. But when there's risk and counterparty risk and third-party risk, it should be enough to give you pause, and it certainly has for me. Any net flows of new money into the securities leads to the purchase of bullion on the open market. When there are net sales, the reverse happens and gold is sold. For the development of exchange-traded funds, investors wanting exposure to bullion had to do it the hard way, buying actual bars or coins containing the metal, a cumbersome process that involves high assay, insurance, and foreign exchange costs. And we should also include that it requires time to make that transaction happen, especially if your broker doesn't have to have his shop or store someplace close to y'all. When you're buying gold and silver from the brokers, the dealers out there, you definitely have to pick up the telephone and go one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. Hi, broker. I'm thinking about adding some silver this morning. What kind of a price can you offer me on silver eagles? Well, just a minute. Let me look it up. Time is going. Time is going. How about gold? What other products do you have? All in all, your call to your broker might run 30, 40 minutes. Of course, that's not front running. That's not nanosecond exchange trading funds. All right. And then once you consummate that deal, you say, okay, I'll do that. And you lock in prices. Then you've got to go off to your bank and you get your check and you put it in the mail and you send it off to your broker, or you could put it on a credit card, I suppose. Then they've got to buy the stuff from whomever they get it from. It really never comes into their possession, as near as I know. But then the other guy that they're third and fourth and fifth parties, they all have to get involved. And so they box it up and they put it in a nice, dirty little cardboard box and they go to the post office and they send it to you by insured mail. And a couple of days goes by and then knocky, knocky, knock at the door. And there's somebody that's got a tiny little box that weighs 35,000 pounds in their hands. And you bring in the box and you hide it in some place, and then that's the way it works. And when you want to sell, it's the reverse process. You go and down, well, hello, one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy, you're talking to your broker. I want to sell some bullion today. Fine. How much is it going to sell? I'll sell this. What kind of a price are you offering? Okay, so you consummate the deal. Then you go to the post office with your little box, and you put it in the mail, and then you wait for a couple of days, and maybe a week or 10 days later, or in horror story land, I've heard of months and months go by, and you still don't have a check for your gold. Well, you can see how attractive, then, exchange-traded funds might be, because you can do it all on the computer and do it in a nanosecond. Big difference. On the one hand, you've got nothing but risk. That's the exchange-traded market. On the other, you have physical possession, personal, private, portable gold. But it's a slower process. We'll be right back.
looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, and thanks to the chatters in the chat room for reminding me that was Lily Tomlin. Lily Tomlin, one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. that was good days. Good days, Saturday Night Live. Anyway, continuing with the discussion here, before the development of exchange-traded funds, investors wanting exposure to bullion had to do it the hard way, which we just explained. Buying actual bars or coins containing a metal, a cumbersome process that involved high assay, insurance, and foreign exchange costs. It commonly assumed that the ETFs, by making it easier to buy and sell gold, have expanded the precious metals pool of investors. Be careful about swimming in those pools, folks. But quantifying the impact the ETFs have had on prices during the bull market is difficult. It's even harder to estimate what might happen if a group of investors all wanted to liquidate their gold in a hurry. Now, you can remember these various Black Friday-like events that we've had in the past 12 months, where all of a sudden, there they go, the computers start going wild, the algorithms start going, and shoot, the bottom just drops right out. Of course, we've learned in our discussions these mornings that there's these waterfall-like events. Sometimes the waterfall goes over the cliff, and sometimes it just goes up like levitation, all right? And when you see that in the Kitco.com daily charts, where gold all of a sudden goes straight down or straight up, this is the presence, typically, of the involvement and the exchange-traded funds inside the marketplace. And, of course, for Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, it makes it dandy fine and easy for them to come in and cover their shorts. They can run naked down Main Street. Anyway, Sprout, a Toronto-based money manager, offers both gold ETFs and has funds invested in mining companies. Another one here, Juan Carlos Artigas, investment manager at the World Gold Council, we'll talk about that in a moment, which developed the SPDR fund, says the ETF accounts for only about 8% of gold demand. The biggest share of gold demand currently is jewelry, with about a 50% share, followed by bar and coin demand at about 25%. So they continue and close the article out here that gold, the market, is a very deep and liquid market, said Mr. Artigas. He said the ETFs don't lead to artificial distortions in prices due to their buying and selling activity, because even without them, investors who wanted exposure to gold would find ways to be in the market anyway. The ETFs are just another way to access the market. And so, of course, we've always kept track of what's happening in India, East Indian, places like that, where their jewelry demand is really big because these people like to buy and sell on auspicious days, and they invest in gold and make gold and silver part of their wedding dowries for their bride giveaway program. Don't know quite how that works, but it sounds appealing, almost like prostitution. But nevertheless, you can get rid of unwanted daughters if the suitor has enough gold. Now let's go here a little bit further. Frequently, I take you right to this website every morning. At least I go there every day to look at the SPDR Gold Shares to get my gold news off that. But it is SPDRGoldShares.com. SPDRGoldShares.com. Now, if you want to get in below the radar, you've got to go to /sites/US or your country, then /shares. All right? Sites, U.S. shares, separated by slashes. And that'll get you into this page that I'm looking at right now, which really is the portal to a much greater understanding of what's going on here. But let's go through just the key info listed on the front of that page. The name of this is the SPDR Gold Trust. Now, of course, we're talking about gold shares, but it's actually a trust, and we've studied that trust a little bit. We know that the Rockefellers really pioneered the gold trust, actually the trust system, and made it greatest hay with it. But everybody's on the trust bandwagon. What's their objective? It's designed to track the price of gold, the net of trust expenses. What's the symbol on the stock exchange? GLD. The exchange, the New York Stock Exchange ARCA. That would be the NYSEA. The initial pricing, it's based on the price of 1/10 of an ounce of gold. And so, with the spot prices as they are today, at the nanosecond, as they keep it up here at 14:30, you can buy one of these little shares at $137.89. You can get 1/10 ounce of electronic gold for $137.89. So that's considerably less expensive than $14.1370. Anyway, and that's how you buy it. You buy it these 1/10 ounces of gold, and you buy them in these little baskets, all right? You're not going to get a basket of gold. No one will ever send you a basket of gold. You can count on that. Although some people, John something, Paulson, I believe it was, he got physical possession from these people, but typically they're going to talk you out of that. So that's not what you're doing. But it's based, again, on the price of 1/10 ounce of gold, and a minimum order share is one share. So the very minimum that you can buy from them is one share at $137.97, and I don't know whether you'd put that on your Visa card or not. The sponsor is the World Gold Trust Services, LLC. Now that's an interesting study in itself. It's going to lead you back to the Rothschilds, by the way. Who is the trustee? So we know we have a trust, and if there's a trust, there must be a trustee, and then there's, going to be beneficiaries. But the trustee is the Bank of New York Mellon Asset Servicing. The custodian is the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, USA. and the marketing agent is State Street Global Markets, which is an affiliate of the State Street Global Advisors. And so we're just winding closer and closer and tighter into the Rothschilds. Short sales eligible? Yes, you can sell short. Margins eligible? Yes, you can sell on margin. Structure? It's continuously offered open-end investment trust. And then it continues. And it tells you some of the advantages and other things. But if you'll go over on that page again, it's spdrgoldshares.com/sites/US/shares. You'll see the financial information on the left-hand side, and you'll also see the prospectus. And if you click on that link and read that prospectus, as you're reading through there, you're going to come to a very interesting date, 11/11/11. That might have a rather profound impact on things come November, so we're going to want to be paying attention to that. Now, let's pay attention to this and move along. Just food for thought. Let's put that behind us. Commodities retreat for a second day on Japanese radiation and Merkel's setback. When you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do, and this one certainly works for China porn. Wow. Chanya porn. She's probably popular. Chanjurin, or Ron, Changoron. I don't know who this person actually is, but they're writing for Bloomberg. Commodities dropped as hazardous radiation delayed efforts to end Japan's nuclear crisis, and the coalition of German Chancellor Angela Merkel was defeated in a state election, hurting the outlook for Europe's largest economy. Not good news for Angela Merkel. Raw materials measured by the Standard & Poor's GSCI spot index of 24 futures fell for a second day, losing as much as 0.7%. And it continues, quote, "The situation in Japan doesn't seem to be improving, and this is hurting sentiment across the financial markets," Pan Yingao, analyst at CITIC Futures, said from Shanghai. That would be the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation. Also, Rothschild House. The SPGSCI gauge paired gains this year after the magnitude 9 temblor, I keep using that foolish word, hit Japan. Even Japan would say earthquake. The third largest user of crude oil on March the 11th. The spread of radioactive contamination adds to the drag on economic growth already hurt by quake-related damages. So it continues. But it really doesn't matter. It could be a windstorm, any of these various and sundry man-made or natural disasters. They all help. They provide these crises that need to be in the marketplace. In Germany, Merkel's Christian Democratic Union, you have the Christian Democratic Union, you have the Social Christian Democrats, the Democratic Christian Socialists. What a mess, the multi-party system in Europe, a bunch of socialists. Anyway, didn't win enough votes in yesterday's election for a majority, marking the end of the party's 58-year state rule and triggering losses in the euro. So I guess it's not just Mubarak and Gaddafi, but the Christian Democrats didn't do too well either. The common currency weakened against the dollar for a second day after EU leaders paired the startup capital for an emergency aid fund following a cut in Portugal's credit rating by Standard & Poor's and Fitch rating last week. So, all these long-held monopoly dictators are going by the by. I wonder how long the Federal Reserve will last.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVine.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So just kicking off the week with a look at the various markets and the indexes that are out there. They're going to set things up for the discussion and talking points throughout the rest of the week, no doubt. Looking at this article off Bloomberg, oil markets are waiting. Clearer signals of how damaging the recent oil price increase might be to the economy. That following a crude for May delivery declined as much as 0.9% to $104.50 a barrel in New York. Commodities, let's see what we got here. The dollar index, which measures the greenback's value against six major currencies, rose as much as 0.3% today, blah, blah, blah. Now we're going to go down a little bit further here. Oil markets are awaiting clearer signals of how damaging the recent oil price increases might be. And they have moved, and they've moved mightily in the last couple of months. Of course, it has little or nothing to do with Libya, actually, in my opinion. It has everything to do with greed. If you want to know how they're financing this NATO war, where the money is flowing, it's flowing in the oil veins these days. Copper in Japan, copper for delivery in 3 months, dropped 1.2%. We've been hearing all about copper going up, copper, 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 people breaking into the houses in Detroit and hogging the copper wiring and plumbing out of them. Gains in inventories are a sign that China may not be restocking to the extent many had previously expected. Now that's in the news. Not as much buying going on in copper in China. Japan's radioactive contamination in food is likely to increase as the Asian nation entered a third straight week of battling the biggest. Now, this is going to be in history books. All right, here we go. We're going to hear about it for the rest of our lives. Battling a third straight week of the biggest nuclear energy crisis since Chernobyl. Wow. Here's a quote. The number of radiation-affected foods will likely increase as each prefecture is testing its procedure. All right. Everybody knows what the prefectures are like, right? Talked about that. It's basically the old Japanese feudalism system. This would be where who were these guys, you know, at the top? They weren't called lords in Japan. They were called something else. They went around with dresses on and big swords. Nobody ever chided them for dressing like girls. Following the food contaminations in Japan, people expect the country may want to secure more gains from overseas. That by Ker Chung Yang writing. All right. Here's another one. Let's go there. Pick it up. Oh, I've got this new system working, and it does seem to be working fairly well as long as I continue to close things out. I've always got only one open on my browser. This article, Libya Rebels Advance. This is from Reuters Africa. Libya Rebels Advance. Russia criticizes airstrikes. New news. Bin Jawad, Libya, Reuters, writing for Reuters, rebels advanced toward the birthplace of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi on Monday, streaming west along the main coastal road in pickup trucks mounted with machine guns. Wow, sound like a bunch of radical right Christian extremists. And I've looked at some of these videos, and these guys are really right on out there. Boy, they've got their Toyota pickup trucks, and they've got... Where did they get them? Anti-aircraft guns mounted in the back. Wow. Russia criticized the Western-led airstrikes that have turned the tide of Libya's conflicts, saying these amounted to taking sides in a civil war and breached the terms of a United Nations Security Council resolution. Qatar became the first Arab country to recognize the rebels, now in the sixth week of their uprising against Gaddafi's 41-year rule. So Gaddafi's only been in power, what, 17 years less than the Christian Social Democrats of Germany, as the sole legitimate representative of the Libyan people. Al Jazeera said the rebels had seized the town of, I won't try it, but it's Nafaliya, from forces loyal to Gaddafi, extending their advance westward toward his hometown of Sirte, about 120 kilometers away. Emboldened by the Western-led airstrikes against Gaddafi's forces, the rebels have quickly reversed earlier losses and regained control of all the main oil terminals in the east of the OPEC member country. "We want to go to Sirte today. We don't know if it'll happen," said 25-year-old rebel fighter Marjai Aguri, as he waited with 100 others outside Bin Jawad with three multiple rocket launchers, six anti-aircraft guns, and around a dozen pickup trucks with machine guns mounted on them. Wow. I'm sorry. This does get exciting. Not exactly three-cornered hats and 50-caliber black powder rifles. They're really stepping right up. The usurper confronts questions and skepticism with his address on Libya. Look forward to that later this evening. Hans Nichols and Mike Dorning writing for Bloomberg. Barry the usurper tonight plans to give the American public his justification. Justification. Justifications and rationalizations. Wow. His justification for intervention in Libya and how it fits in with broader U.S. interests in the region as he faces questions from Congress and skepticism from the public. Count me in that skeptical group. With the U.S. now engaged in a third military action in a Muslim country, we should say Muslim country, as Michael Collins Piper would, Obama is being challenged to show that his goals in Libya are achievable and won't lead to a protracted commitment of troops and money. Here's a quote. "He needs to tell Americans why this is important, why seeing a huge potential humanitarian disaster unfold was important to stop," said Steve Clements, an analyst with the New America Foundation, whom the administration has consulted about democracy movements in the region. The New America Foundation. The usurper is giving the address, scheduled for 7:30 p.m. local time, at the National Defense University in Washington, that would be District of Criminals, a day after the NATO agreed to take full command of all military operations. Oil prices have jumped about 25% since the Libyan rebellion began in mid-February, so I guess it's okay. It works for Bloomberg, it works for BP. It works for Queen Beatrix and Royal Dutch Shell. It's just not working out too good for you and me. Goldman, this is a huge article, by the way, folks. You might want to find it for yourself and read it on the Bloomberg website this morning. Christine Harper, writing for Bloomberg, for Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., Special Situations Group. This is the SSG. All right? I never heard about it before. Have you? Their Special Situations Group. That's like the Situation Room in the White House. The Special Situations Group. Disasters can be a source of some of the biggest profits. Of course, that harkens back to our work that we've done in the past. You can find all about it on Michael Shaw's website, freedomadvocates.org. freedomadvocates.org. There's a link to that site and those articles on my webpage, becomevocallocal.com, and read all about it. I was one of the first people to really start unwinding just what's happening with these enhanced 911 systems and the FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-task force hazard mitigation planning systems. But they make great hay and big money and changes of political power on disasters, and for Goldman Sachs, it's a huge chunk of profit. Now, the secret investing operation faces its own potential calamities. The article continues, Goldman Sachs already has shut two units that made bets with the company's money because such proprietary trading by banks will be prohibited under the Volcker Rule approved by Congress last year. And they're not happy about it. Still, the Special Situations Group, known as SSG, continues to make investments and named a new global head last month. Executives have argued that SSG shouldn't be affected because it's more of a lending than a trading business. This is inside of a bank, by the way. Don't feel too comfortable with it. Created during the late 1990s, SSG invests the bank's money in the debt and equity of troubled companies and makes loans to high-risk borrowers. The effort to defend it illustrates how important the business is to Goldman Sachs and may be a test of how flexible regulators will be in defining proprietary trading. It is proprietary trading, this is a quote, but the business can also be modified if you had to. In other words, they could put another garment on it, said Brand Hintz, an analyst at Sanford C. Bernstein & Company in New York. The question, he said, is where will the regulators draw the line? Well, we'll be back right after the line drawn in the sand by the top of the hour break with your calls and much, much more. Stay tuned.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here's that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, March the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Was that on Friday, too, and it'll be that on next Friday as well. Back to the discussion here. In the first hour, sharing a little bit of financial news, looking at the global news, newsy news, as I like to say, trying to get an idea for the story behind the story, digging deep into these articles, looking at a rather lengthy article here off the Bloomberg website about SSG. What is it? What is it? The Special Situations Group out of Goldman Sachs, all right? These people are very interesting. It's an interesting group, okay? They profit off of disaster and decline. They make a lot of risky loans here, but it's good money. It's good money. It's good money. It's such good money. It takes your money to bail them out when their investments go bad. Investing and lending, the newly created Goldman Sachs division that includes SSG, proprietary trading business and investments in hedge funds and private equities, generated 32% of the firm's 2010 pre-tax profit. Now, you got a part of your business is generating a third of your volume total. You're going to fight real hard to keep it, and they are almost twice the profit from investment banking and money management combined. What kind of a company is this, anyway? What kind of a boy are you, Johnny? Only sales and trading contributed more. Until last quarter, SSG's results were included in Goldman Sachs' largest segment by revenue, fixed income, currencies, and commodities, or FICC. Well, they made $500 million profit selling a Japanese golf course, of all things. But, you know, it's in the news. It's a lengthy article. I would encourage you, if you're all interested, go up on Bloomberg and read the rest of it for yourself. CEOs tap record cash for dividends as M&A picks up. M&A, not the same as T&A. This is mergers and acquisitions by Lynn Thomason and Whitney Kisling, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. U.S. executives are starting to spend the record $940 billion in cash they built up after the credit crisis, just in time for annual shareholder meetings. So at that time of the year, when they have to face their shareholders, we've got one coming up here in a local electric co-op, they're going to start shaking loose some of the shekels that they've been holding in their treasure chest. Takeovers topped $257 billion this quarter. Takeovers, mergers, acquisitions, $257 billion. You know, the other day, heard about another one being taken over by the man with the bow tie. What's his name anyway? Sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't. I lost it. I'll come back to it if it's important. Anyway, takeovers top $257 billion. Warren Buffett, that's it. Berkshire Hathaway, he's the takeover king these days. And he's out. He's reloaded his elephant gun. Remember the article? He's reloaded it of his elephant gun, and he's got $35 billion. And he's looking for another company to take over. Well, again, takeovers top $257 billion this quarter. Keep your eyes peeled on Koch Brothers. They're in the takeover business, too. They like creative destruction. The second largest privately held corporation in the country, apparently. We can believe the things we find on the Internet. But anyway, the most since the collapse of Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc. in September of 2008, according to data compiled by Bloomberg, Standard & Poor 500 index companies authorized 38% more buybacks in 2011 than a year earlier, and dividends may increase to a record $31.07 a share, blah, blah, blah. Chief executive officers are looking for ways to increase investor returns after posting the biggest gain in profits since 1988 by relying on near zero Federal Reserve interest rates. That's right. They borrow from each other at nothing, and they charge us a fortune to get it, and they continue to rake in the profits while we all go in the tank.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, March the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. We're welcoming many of our AM and FM affiliates. So we're away at the top of the hour news break here in the second hour of today's two-hour extravaganza. You can sort of log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Listeners, if you'd like to engage in our chat room discussion, we've got a very civil and delightful conversation going on in there today. You can also call into the broadcast throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, Liberty Radio, Evansville, Missouri, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. We're heard over the Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live this morning in many, many other ways, and I thank you all for listening. Back into the article here, looking at this lengthy article out of off the Bloomberg website, talking about the takeovers, the mergers, and the acquisitions going on, just trying to get our minds wrapped around what's happening in the marketplace this week. Shareholders have raised the bar, said Alan Gale, the senior investment strategist at Ridgeworth Capital Management in Richmond, Virginia, which oversees $45 billion. Companies are going to have to find ways to generate more returns. Well, there's more to the article. But I can tell you one of the things that they're looking at here, not only is rewarding the shareholders, and they haven't been getting much lately, but they're also talking about how profitable the businesses have become. All right? Businesses are getting more and more profitable in this. As they say, it's a financial recovery and a jobless recovery at the same time, or some foolishness like all of that. But let's jump over here and pick up the next article. That's a very long article. It is interesting to read if you're interested at all in the economic stuff. Companies lift spending as U.S. productivity bypasses jobs. All right, productivity figures, you hear about that all the time. Well, this is going to tell us a little bit about it, written by Shabhana Chandra, again from Bloomberg. Cummins, that's the manufacturer of the diesel engine in my Dodge pickup truck out there, a delightful, a reliable, and exceedingly powerful engine. Anyway, Cummins and others and Kohl's are accelerating equipment purchases to boost productivity. So we talk about these durable goods, capital investments, reinforcing an unprecedented gap between capital spending and employment in the U.S. that's restraining a labor market rebound. Now, I don't know all of the details, but there is a tax incentive or a tax rebate or a tax credit that companies can have up to $100,000 this year. So if you bought a new machine that could punch and stamp and die and turn or twist or package or wrap or move or facilitate or in any other way increase your bottom line without adding more employees, you could write it off. But that certainly doesn't employ Americans, of course, and that's restraining a labor market rebound. Corporate investment, they say, will rise 11% this year as sales pick up following a 15% gain in 2010. Why didn't we hear about that 15% gain in 2010? According to Man versus Machine, a February the 2nd report from Bank of America Merrill Lynch, employment will grow by just 1.7% after a 0.7% increase last year, the study projects. You see, as we continue to make things more and more automated, more and more high-tech, they don't need you. Employees are a burden, especially with the new health care laws and the collective bargaining agitation and all of that. They don't need you. As a matter of fact, they would like you to go away. And people are going away. Detroit has become a ghost town. Can't even get a box store in the place. Can't find a Walmart to save your life in Detroit. And why would they want to put one there anyway? Inventory rebuilding, low borrowing costs, and government policies that include a new tax break on equipment purchases are powerful spurs for capital spending. Spend. The Bank of America economist Neil Dutta wrote in a report, the job market lacks such drivers and will form a mediocre underpinning for household spending, the biggest part of the gross domestic product. How are we going to have an increase in our gross domestic product and encourage the consumers to consume if they continue to lose jobs to the new emerging technocracy? Machines have the upper hand, Dutta said in a telephone interview from New York. You see this huge pickup in capital spending, but there isn't a meaningful increase in employment. It's being grudgingly pulled along. The consumer is not going to perform the way people expect. So how will we ever come out of this recession, depression, hyperinflation if the people have no jobs? While the labor market here from the article is, quote, improving gradually, close quote, unemployment remains, quote, elevated. According to the Federal Reserve, of course, Bernanke says it's his job to make sure that employment continues to rise, right? Even if payrolls rise more than economists' median estimate of 195,000 this month, that's nowhere near the kind of growth we need to see. We're still near the bottom of a very deep jobs hole from which we're just starting to climb out. More than 8 million positions were cut as a result of the recession that began in December of 2007. Not good news. Here's another one. Let's see, close one of these other articles out. Close that one. Do a little bit of housekeeping here as we move forward so that we don't have another one of these weird crashes on my computer. And close that one. And let's close this one, too. There we go. Now, every morning when we give out the foreign exchange rates, the last one on my list, I've been watching this very carefully now for 3 years, is the Swiss franc. And here's an article. The Swiss franc, the only haven, means the biggest gains in currencies Hildebrand can't stop. Interesting headline. This by Luca Mignanda and Liz Capo McCormick, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. The Swiss franc. Or franc. The best performing major currency the past year has become the only haven in the foreign exchange market as the group of seven weakens the yen and the Federal Reserve floods the U.S. financial system with dollars. And this morning, off but one basis point, 0.01% there, the Swiss franc is at $1.09. Well above, almost a dime above, parity with the U.S. dollar. And 7, 8, 9 months ago, was reporting how the Swiss central bankers were pulling out all the stops trying to drive down that franc. The franc was getting too strong in the global basket of currencies, but they weren't able to hold it. And that's what this article points to. Again, the franc has surged 8% in the past year, the most among 10 widely traded currencies tracked by the Bloomberg Correlation Weighted Index, and of course, tracked by me as well, right here on Become Vocal Local. Not even the cash spent by Switzerland's central bank last year to curb the franc's strength was enough to keep it from appreciating more than 18% against the euro. So if you were up on the Finex and you were playing currencies and you'd been putting your bets on the franc, you'd have done pretty well in the last year. Bets by futures traders on further gains against the dollar reached the highest level this month since 2004. Well, we'll be back with much more news right after.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so even though my default position is always away from paper-denominated assets, you know, your Federal Reserve notes and things like that, the franc, here's the article, quote, the franc has become the ultimate safe haven. Well, I still think the safe haven ultimately is gold and silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, and other precious metals, copper, even zinc, for goodness sake. But here the article says, the franc has become the ultimate safe haven, said Audrey Child Freeman, the head of the European currency strategy in London at the private bank unit of J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, the second biggest U.S. lender by assets. Quote, in a world where there are question marks against both the dollar and the euro, and on an environment that will be choppy for the yen in the context of intervention, the franc seems to be the best bet. So for those of you that are out there, that would be something. Hold on. Sorry. That would be something you would probably want to look at. Hold on. Here we go. Had to reconnect the battery to my computer. Little lappy here. Okay. Anyway, that's something that you're going to want to take a look at. Let me go to the next article and continue. Ah, this is an interesting one. Philips Electronics TV business to report losses of as much as $169 million. Now, if you happen to be in the Netherlands, this article applies to you and to me. By Mekki Noordhuis? Mekki. Interesting name. Anyway. Royal Philips Electronics NV predicted a first quarter deficit from its television division close to the loss the unit had in all of 2010. Things ain't doing too well for TVs. That's good news, but it's not good news for Philips because they're competing against the global marketplace. The loss will be 100 million euros or 155 million to 120 million euros, Amsterdam-based Philips said in a statement today. The little boy has to put his finger in the dike, and we tilt at the windmills and that sort of stuff, and the little wooden shoes clip-clop around amongst the tulips, but they're losing Philips here. Sounds like last year, Philips lost 130 million euros from televisions. Philips attributed the loss to pricing pressures and said resolving this is an absolute priority for the company. Now, Philips has been around a while. Philips will likely fail to break even with the business for a second straight year. Now, businesses can't just continue to run on and on and on endlessly, living off of their goodwill, their name. They got to have profits. And Philips ain't having it. The loss is of a serious magnitude, said Victor Bereno, an analyst at the SNS Securities. All right? The television subsidiary has suffered as Sony Corporation and Panasonic cut prices to combat local Chinese suppliers, and Philips has sought to limit losses by farming out some production. We're in an interdependent, interoperable, global beast system with all of this nonsense about, you know, competition, and you have to be competitive globally, but it's wreaking major havoc on the worldwide scene, especially for the Europeans and all developed countries. Philips dropped as much as 53 cents or 2.4% to 22.05 euros in Amsterdam. Last year, television sales amounted to 3.16 billion euros, almost a third of the total revenue from the consumer's lifestyle division. Philips' other activities focused on healthcare technology and lighting. Jos Verstig, an Amsterdam-based analyst at Theodor Kielsen Bankiers NV, had predicted a loss of 36 million euros from the TVs in the first quarter. The Dutch company, which also makes coffee machines and shavers, how's that shave this morning, Will? is among the last few remaining European brands to mass market televisions. Other companies, including Siemens, pulled out of the business years ago. Well, things are not looking too good for the Philips television system. Let's go to the next article and see what NATO's up to this morning. Libyan rebels targeting Sirte as NATO planes bomb Gaddafi's hometown. Interesting stuff in the news, wouldn't you think? Quite a panoply, if you will. A myriad news article. Libyan rebels force advanced westward with support from NATO airstrikes on Sirte, S-I-R-T-E, the hometown of Muammar Gaddafi, as the Western alliance prepared to take over command of military operations from the U.S. Just in time for the usurper to come on the television and give a justification why the hell we're there, right? The rebels were fighting within 100 kilometers of Sirte, and their scouts reported that the road ahead was heavily mined. Wow. Nine blasts, rockets rocked the coastal town today as planes were heard above. Blah, blah, blah. Russia and other countries are skeptical that at least some members of the coalition intend to enforce regime change rather than merely a no-fly zone. See, this regime change thing here is going to really bite Barry the usurper in the butt. He was the one that was calling for a regime change, and that is so far beyond his mandate. It's unbelievable. So he's walking around with a little bit of global egg on his face today. He's going to justify his positions tonight. With oppositional territorial gains to continue against this backdrop, the issue of what happens if and when the rebels reach Tripoli is beginning to loom large, with Gaddafi appearing to have few options beyond fighting or fleeing. And the article continues on ad infinitum. Let's go to the next one here. This is a rather interesting article. You know, everybody's running around looking for their potassium iodide, trying to find out what they can do to flood their thyroid with iodine to prevent any kind of damage from the radiation that might be floating about inside of the atmosphere. Well, fear not, little flock. You can resort to does, or, I don't know, any Procter & Gamble product will probably work. U.S. Navy says Japan radiation can be cleaned off of vessels with soap and water. That's right. Good news. Dave McCombs and Chris Cooper writing this collaboratively for Bloomberg. The U.S. Navy, which is helping with recovery efforts following an earthquake and tsunami in Japan, said radiation on vessels from a leaking nuclear power plant can be scrubbed off with soap and water. At least it gives the swabbies something to do on the deck. Quote, these are extremely low levels and are easily cleaned off. Commander Jeff Davis, a spokesman for the 7th Fleet, said by phone today. Even if they weren't, they still wouldn't rise to the level where they would cause any harm to human health. That's right. So they got all the swabbies out there scrubbing the decks. That's what they're doing. It really is. Concerns about radiation have disrupted commercial shipping. Now, this one is a little bit more interesting, a slightly different twist. You know, you think about all of those containers stacked up in Japan. All of those containers on the ships that come in and visit the ports in Tokyo and other places, Osaka. all of those containers, and then those containers are going to become part of this interoperable, intermodal, mini land bridge process. And one of these days soon, you'll see those containers passing through your town with the wind blowing over the tops of them as they come in from the Orient on the back of flat cars followed along by Burlington Northern and Berkshire Hathaway's train system. All right? Now, where were those containers? Have they been washed yet? Do we need to get out a sponge and a mop, or what? We'll be right back.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back to this article about the United States Navy saying that Japan radiation can be cleaned off of vessels with soap and water. Wow. Scrub-a-dub-dub, baby. Three men in a tub. Well, in Washington, D.C. anyway. The U.S. fleet has taken steps to avoid contamination, including trying to keep ships upwind from the stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, Davis said. The Navy is working with Japan's self-defense forces to clear ports of debris from the March 11 tsunami, now they're saying it correctly, and help delivering aid. The vessels, MOL presence, the vessel operated by Mitsui OSK Lines, Limited, is heading for Kobe, Japan. According to AIS Live LTD ship tracking data on Bloomberg, Iko Mizuno, or Mizuno, a spokeswoman for the Tokyo-based Mitsui OSK. Now, these names I'm going to give to you, you're going to see this as you go out again, sit by your railroad cars, or go up to the interstate highway and watch. You'll see all these containers go whipping by you. Mitsui OSK is just one of many. OOCL is another one. That's the Orient Overseas Container Line. The ship sailed past Fukushima on March the 16th. According to Mitsui OSK, it called in out of Tokyo on March the 17th before sailing on the nuclear power plant damaged following Japan's strongest recorded earthquake on March 11th. It is about 220 kilometers north of Tokyo. Well, anyway, anybody and everybody that was running their ships past this through any of these various plumes have the same problem on their hand as does the United States Navy, who are in the process of washing down their vessels with soap and water. All right? But I don't imagine that any of these container lines, you know, some of these big container vessels, well, what, 18, 20,000 containers? I don't imagine anybody's going to be out there with scrub brushes. They only have a very small crew on those vessels anyway. Some 8, 10 men run those things. That's why they have to worry about the Somali pirates, right? Anyway, I don't imagine they're going to be out there washing down these cargo vessels. They'll just be coming right on into the port in Seattle and offloading with cranes and things like that. And if they've brought any nuclear radiation along, you'll have to wash them up right there, I suppose. There was both surface and air contamination. Continuing, it's absolutely possible to protect our people against the possible effects of radiation while carrying out our missions to help the Japanese people, Davis said. It is a risk that can be mitigated and managed. For sailors on some land missions within 50 nautical miles of the power plant, the U.S. Navy is administering potassium iodide, it said. It also was asking helicopter pilots to fly with windows closed and cabin sealed. That's right. Don't ride around with your head hanging out like a hound dog smoking a cigarette, pal. Close the windows, keep the cabin sealed. The nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS George Washington last week left port at Yokosuka to avoid getting residual traces of radiation on the vessel, which could trigger alarms and require extensive cleanup. So, bottom line here, I guess, is just, you know, get some soap and water and start scrubbing everything. Start with the driveway, your house, the roof, you know, that sort of thing. Your children, the dog, your neighbors. Wisconsin Governor Walker sued by unions challenging bargaining rights law. Andrew Harris and Mark Niquette writing this for Bloomberg. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker was sued by two labor unions over a bill restricting collective bargaining by public employees while a state bureau published the law after the Secretary of State was ordered not to do so. A union representing public works employees in Wisconsin's capital city of Madison and another for firefighters and other public safety officers seek in the state court complaint filed yesterday to have the law invalidated. That's kind of like nullification. Well, there's certainly going to be much more on that story. Let's go into the law for a moment. I'm going to share with you out of this Black's Law Dictionary, revised fourth edition, some definitions and discussions in regards to liberty. And we talk about that all the time here in the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. There's a reason why we focus our attention on freedom, not so much as liberty. We'll find out a little bit about that. Liberty, defined in law from the Black's Law Dictionary here, freedom, liberty is freedom. It's an exemption from extraneous control. Of course, the rest of the story belies that. Freedom from all restraints except such as are justly imposed by law. The founders had a different idea in mind, even though they used the term life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They had something quite a bit different in mind in the Declaration, where they said these words. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed with their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, this idea of being endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, certainly, even though we know the language of trust a little bit on this broadcast, it doesn't imply that it's conditional. It says unalienable. They were endowed by the Creator, not by the state. But that doesn't seem to be the definition of liberty here, according to the Black's Law Dictionary. It says it is freedom, but it's freedom from all restraints except such as are justly imposed by law. So we can start out in perfect, pure, powerful freedom, endowed by the Creator of the universe with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, etc. But then, liberty basically is little more than freedom, speaking analogously, freedom wearing a dog collar with somebody else holding the other end of the leash, and so you've kind of got limited freedoms. It's except such as are justly imposed by law. Look at liberties. Liberties, privileged districts, exempt from the sheriff's jurisdiction as gaol liberties. You ever been in jail? You get to go out in the yard, you're at liberty. You can walk around maybe, smoke a cigarette if you can bum one. Get a little sunshine on your face. But you never get outside of the box. You got to go back into the box when they tell you to. In colonial times, laws or legal rights resting upon them. Laws or legal rights resting upon them. The early colonial ordinances in Massachusetts were termed laws and liberties. When you're in the military, you can have shore leave and you can go ashore. You're on liberty. But of course, there's a curfew, a time when you need to be back on the boat. There are only certain things that you can do. Visiting the whorehouse is not included, perhaps. Or perhaps it would be. Formerly political subdivisions of Philadelphia as the Northern Liberties. Liberties referred to in statute concerning indecent liberties with female child are such as common sense of society would regard as indecent and improper. Taking liberty with a infant child. There's more to it. It's the power of the will to follow the dictates of the unrestricted choice and to direct the external acts of the individual without restraint, coercion, or control from other persons. The word liberty includes and comprehends all personal rights and their enjoyment. These are all cases that are in here. Lots of different ones. The word liberty, as used in the state and federal constitutions, means, in a negative sense, freedom from restraint. But in a positive sense, it involves the idea of freedom secured by the imposition of restraint. And it is in this positive sense that the state, in the exercise of its police powers, promotes the freedom of all by the imposition upon particular persons of restraints which are deemed necessary for the general welfare. There's that general welfare clause again. The greatest good of the greatest number. Liberty, insofar as it is noticed by government, is restraint rather than license. We spoke a little bit about license on Friday, I think. It is a yielding of the individual will to that of the many, being subsumed under the collective. It's the end of the individual, the beginning of the collective. Yielding to the greatest good of the greatest number. Continuing a little bit further here, the personal liberty guaranteed by the Constitution in the power of locomotion without imprisonment or restraint unless by due course of law, except those restraints imposed to prevent commission of a threatened crime or in punishment of crime committed. Key phrase there is locomotion. That goes back to Blackstone's commentaries. Well, we'll continue this a bit further on the other side. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So whatever happened to those God-given rights that our founders were talking about? You know, rights, rights, rights. You Americans, you're going to know what it's like to have no rights pretty soon. What's up with all of that? All right? The liberty safeguarded by the 14th Amendment is liberty in a social organization, which requires the protection of law against the evils which menace the health, safety, morals, and welfare of the people. The term is used in the expression rights, liberties, and franchises as a word of the same general class and meaning with those words and privileges. Privileges. This use of the term is said to have been strictly conformable to its sense as used in the Magna Charta and in English declarations of rights, statutes, grants, etc. Also, a franchise or personal privilege, being some part of the sovereign power vested in an individual, either by grant or prescription. Interesting. Let's go into a few more. They've got lots of liberty here. Lots of liberty. They've got liberty of the press, liberty of the rules, liberty to hold pleas, natural liberty, personal liberty, political liberty, the religious liberty, the liberty of the globe, the liberty of speech, the liberty of contract, the liberty of conscience, the liberty of a fort, and civil liberty. Let's look at civil liberty first. The liberty of a member of society being a man's natural liberty, so far restrained by human laws and no further as is necessary and expedient for the general advantage of the public. Where's that creator in that discussion? Seems that they're getting their liberty directly from the state. Liberty of a port in marine insurance, a license or a permission incorporated in a marine policy, allowing the vessel to touch and trade at a designated port other than the principal port of destination. Liberty of a port. Liberty of conscience. Liberty for each individual to decide for himself what is to him religious. Liberty of contract. The ability at will to make or abstain from making a binding obligation enforced by the sanctions of law. And yet we sign our names to everything these days. Don't seem to take the time to figure out these are contracts we're entering into. And by the liberty of contract, when you put your John Henry there, or John Hancock, depending on how you write, you've done it under liberty of contract. It's the right to contract about one's affairs, including the right to make contracts of employment and to obtain the best terms one can as the result of private bargains. It doesn't seem to say anything about the unions there. No collective bargaining here. It's to make the best terms one can as a result of private bargaining. Let's continue. The liberty of speech. That's what we exercise here, right? Freedom accorded by the Constitution or laws of a state. To express opinions and facts by word of mouth, uncontrolled by any censorship or restrictions by the government. All right? So we come on and I exercise my liberty of speech here and let my tongue run unbridled. Best language tending to the violation of the rights of personal security and private property and toward breaches of the public peace is an abuse of this right. It's liberty of speech. The liberty of the globe in maritime or marine insurance, it's a license or permission incorporated in a marine policy authorizing the vessel to go to any part of the world. Unless you happen to be trying to go to the Gaza Strip with humanitarian aid, then the Israelis will come on board and blow the hell out of everything. And they don't have any liberty of the globe anywhere near Israel. But anyway, it's a license or a permission incorporated in a marine policy authorizing the vessel to go to any part of the world instead of being confined to a particular port of destination. Try that with your own private vessel and see how far you go before you're boarded by Somali pirates or some other government cretin. The liberty of the press. It's the right to print and publish the truth from good motives and for justifiable ends. Wow. It's a right to print and publish the truth? What about all the people that write and print and publish things that are not true? Do they not have the liberty of the press? What do we do about this Bloomberg website and so many others? What do we do about it? Was it Katie Couric? Don't even know who she is. Never mind. I don't know her. Fox News? CBS? CNN? I don't know any of those people. I don't have a television. Haven't ever had one. Don't watch it. Wouldn't watch it if it was on in the house. It's the right to print without any previous license, subject to the consequences of the law. Wait a minute. This doesn't sound like much of a liberty at all, does it? ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, they're all laying out there in the background. Let's go to the liberty of the rules. Liberty of the rules, a privilege to go out of the Fleet and Marshall Seas prisons within certain limits and there reside. Wow. All these liberties we have. How about a liberty to hold pleas? The liberty, not peas, a little green peas, more peas, more carrots. The liberty to hold pleas. The liberty of having a court of one's own. Wouldn't that be novel? I have a liberty to hold pleas. I have the liberty of holding a court of one's own. Don't tell that to Francis Schaeffer in Fairbanks, Alaska. They've been trying to do common law courts, and Ralph Beislein and others are coming on them with the full force and effect of law. So much for their Liberty Bell cards and the things that they were trying to do there. The power of acting, natural liberty, the power of acting as one thinks fit, without any restraint or control, unless by the law of nature. Wow. Maybe that's the one we really want to focus on. Natural liberty. You know, the founders said the laws of nature and nature's God. Apparently, it's natural liberty that we really desire, the right which nature gives to all mankind of disposing of their persons and property after the manage they judge most consistent with their happiness, on condition of their acting within the limits of the law of nature, and so as not to interfere with an equal exercise of the same rights by other men. It's not quite the same as Aleister Crowley said when he said that do as thou wilt, for it is the whole of the law. No, this is different from that. This is a recognition that my rights end where the rights of another man begins. This is an understanding, a true understanding of property, a property where is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, your children are not your property. They have the same bundle. They're under the same covenant. They're under the same laws of nature and nature's God as you are. And if we can understand that property being defined on that wise as a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, then we can start to understand freedom, which is contra liberty in the legal sense, where freedom is 100% control of your property 100% of the time, which demands the corollary, 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time. Then we can live in natural liberty, the power of acting as one thinks fit, without any restraint or control, unless by the law of nature. It's that right which nature gives to all mankind of disposing of their persons and their property after the manner they judge most consistent with their happiness, on the condition of their acting within the limits of the laws of nature, and so as not to interfere with an equal exercise of the same rights by other men. Some of the things we don't consider as we move about. Well, about personal liberty. It's the right or the power of locomotion. This is really the fountain of the natural law, locomotion. I'm not talking about trains here. What is the first indicator that you're dealing with a living creature? Motion. You're not dealing with a block of granite here. Motion. Man moves. Man drinks. Man breathes. Man eats. Man excretes. Man procreates. Man moves. The right or the power of locomotion, anything that seeks to restrict your locomotion, whether that's $20 a gallon diesel or a driver license or a registration tag on your vehicle and mandatory insurance and road taxes and everything else, your right to travel, the right or power of locomotion, anything that seeks to do damage to that or to restrict or restrain is in violation of the natural law and ought to be thrown off. Well, so much for that pontification. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.